兄姊妹和我一同来读一些圣经。
I want to invite brothers and sisters to read a passage from the Bible.
早晨啊，我想我们来到主跟前呢，能够多读一点主的话语也是好的。
This morning, as we are able to read more of God's word, it is good.
好，我希望呢，我们读的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你能够注意这些话。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that as we read this word, that you will pay attention to them.
好，那我们先看哥罗西书。
Let's take a look at the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节读到第十节的前一半。
Verse 9 to the first half of verse 10.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him.
今天早晨呢，我那个整个交通的重心啊，就在第十节的那句话说，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And so the focal point of today's message is in the verse that says, For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
好，我们再看约翰一书。
Let's take a look at First John.
约翰一书。
First John.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
使徒行传。第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第三十八节。
Verse 38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Then Peter said to him, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十五节。
Verse 15.
好，十五十六号。
And 16.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
约翰福音第六章。
Gospel of John chapter 6.
第六十三节。
Verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
我们再看希伯再看哥罗西书。
Let's look at Colossians.
哥罗西书。哥罗西书第三章。
Chapter
3. 第十六节。
Verse 16.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
中文圣经啊，这个有个小字啊，他说或作当把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，以各样的智慧，然后就下面的话。
And so in verse 16, there's a different word in Chinese. and says, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all types of wisdom.
最后我们看希伯来书第五章。
So let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章十三和十四节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
好，我不晓得我们读了这么多的圣经，大家醒过来没有
？I don't know. After reading all these passages, you've become awake.
啊，早晨呢、啊，基督徒最好早晨起来能够大声读点圣经，我想你就人就清醒了。
I think every Christian when they read a passage of the Bible out loud, they'll be awake.
啊，那么早晨呢、啊，我要和弟兄姊妹们讲到说呢，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And so, brothers, I just want to share with you that in Him you have the fullness.
这是使徒保罗告诉我们呢、啊，一个基督徒一蒙恩得救之后
，The Apostle Paul tells us that once a person has been saved by grace，
他在基督里面就应该得了丰盛
，That he in Christ has already received the fullness。
那么保罗这样说了，那么我们有没有得着丰盛呢
？And so when Paul says this, have we really obtained this fullness？
啊，按照保罗所说的，一个基督徒一蒙恩得救之后，他应该过着在基督里面一个富足的生活啊。
And so, according to Paul, that a person who has been saved by grace should be living a life according to Christ.
是一个丰富的生活。
It is an abundant life.
那么我们看看自己的生活丰不丰盛呢
？And so we look at our lives. Is it abundant or not?
啊，有没有谁觉得我的生活很丰盛的？你们不敢举手啊
？If someone is to say that their life is abundant, I think you won't dare raise your hand.
啊，我想我先讲个故事哈。
And so I'm going to tell you a story.
因为在座哈，大部分都是年轻人。
Because many of you are young people here.
所以今天早晨呢，我有一个负担，想和你们交通一下，怎么样能够进入这个丰盛，能够得着这个丰盛。
And so this morning I have a burden to share with you about how to receive this fullness.
啊，我认识一个后来也是个弟兄。
I know a person who later became a brother.
他从台湾到美国来留学。
He came from Taiwan to the U.S. to study.
那么他的爸爸呢很有钱
，and his father was very rich.
那么就很爱这个孩子
，and so he really loved this child.
所以他到美国来的时候
，and so when he came from the states,
他爸爸给他2000万台币
，his father gave him $2 million in Taiwanese currency.
不是 2 million, 20 million.
Oh, 20 million in Taiwanese currency.
大概哈美金话恐怕算起来大概六七十万美金大概这样。
And so that's about 600 to 700 thousand.
所以你看一个年轻人到美国来留学，嚯，这个带着六七十万的美金，这不少了，对不对啊
？And so you think that a student coming over to the U.S. with $600,000 to $700,000, that's not very little money, is it？
但是不可思议的是什么？这个年轻人呢、啊，蛮会读书的。
But not only was this person wealthy, he was very studious as well.
但是不会用钱。
But he didn't know how to spend his money.
所以他在这里读书的时候啊。
So when he was studying here,
他那个头发也不理，留得很长啊。
And so he didn't care about grooming himself.
然后总是穿着那件衣服，穿来穿去是穿得很旧了，穿着那个。
And so he wore his clothes all the time.
然后呢，也就每天都穿个拖鞋走来走去这样。
And he wore slippers around.
啊，住的地方啊，乱七八糟。
And where he lived was really messy.
啊，那么后来他信主了。
And so later, when he believed in the Lord,
信主了，那么三十几岁。教会弟兄姊妹为他担心说你应该结婚啊
And so people are saying, well, you should be married.
那像这个样子哪个女孩子会喜欢你呢对吧
If you're like that, which girl will like you?
所以呢有教会里面一个比较年纪大一点的一个姊妹
And so there was an older sister in church.
她说好我来教她用钱
And so she said, oh, I'll teach him how to use his money.
说你这个样子的话你要结婚很困难
So he said, if you're like this, it's very hard to get married.
她说来首先带到那个理发店先把头发理了
So the sister took him to the hair salon.
然后就带他到这个department store 里面去啊，从袜子到内衣内裤，这个皮带，这个衬衫，然后最后买了一套西装。
And so The sister took him to the department store, and from his socks to his underwear to everything, and even bought him a suit.
然后呢，再带他去买个汽车。
And then brought him to buy a car.
所以后来他结婚了。
So afterwards he got married.
你听这个故事啊，你觉得这个不可思议啊，对不对啊
？And so when you hear this story, you think, how did that happen?
如果今天有人给你2000万台币，你高兴不高兴？哇，高兴得不得了，对吧
？If someone gave you $20 million, like you would be really happy.
我想在座的恐怕大家都很会用钱的。
I'm pretty sure most of you know how to use.
但居然有这么一个人呢，他有钱是不会用的。
But yet there's today this person who has so much money yet he's unable to know how to use it.
哎呀，我们觉得这个年轻人实在是太可惜了。
So we think, whoa, what a sad young person.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？So brothers, do you know?
在属灵的事情上面呢。
That in spiritual matters,
我们跟这个年轻人是差不多的，对不对啊
？That we are like that young person.
神给我们的丰富，那不止2000万台币啊。
And so the fullness that God gives us is beyond $20 million in.
保罗告诉我们说呢，神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Because God's word tells us that all the fullness of Christ dwells in us, in body and fully.
你能想象？弟兄姊妹，这个丰富吗
？Now, brothers and sisters, have you experienced this fullness?
可能这句话我们都读过好多次。
And perhaps we have read this many times.
哦，我们说主啊，感谢你啊，神把一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在你里面。
For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we thank God for that.
但是我们有没有像保罗所说的说，你们在他里面也得了丰盛
？And now, have you ever heard about what Paul says, and you are complete in Him?
所以很多的时候啊
so a lot of times,
弟兄姊妹们我们基督徒从主领受了这个丰富
Brothers, we receive this fullness from the Lord
啊，最可惜就是不会用啊
But sadly we're unable to use it
在生活中啊，没有经历没有享受
Then in our lives we don't have this experience and enjoyment
哎呀这样做基督徒的话那我们太可惜了
And so as a Christian this is so sad
所以弟兄姊妹今天早晨我们第一件事情记得你一蒙恩得救
And so, brothers, we remember that once you're saved by grace,
神已经把基督赐给你了
that God has given Christ to you.
那么基督里面蕴藏着神所有一切的这个丰盛
And within him, there dwells the fullness of God, the Godhead bodily.
我想我这样讲可能年轻弟兄姊妹这个觉得还是得不着什么
And so when I say it like this, maybe brothers and sisters don't obtain too much. And so when you see today the very materialistic world,
今天呢我们大家都在这个物质的世界里面在那里得丰盛对不对
And so of course we receive a lot of fullness from this materialistic world.
也许今天我们讲哎给你一个大房子给你一个好汽车
And I say, oh, get you a nice house and a nice car.
给你几百万的美金放在银行里
And millions of dollars in the bank.
这样我们对这个丰盛呢我们就比较有具体印象对不对
And then we would have a very objective understanding of
我们说神把基督给我们、啊、
So we know that the Lord has given the fullness of Christ.
神把一切的丰盛一切的丰盛就神把所有的都放在基督里了。
And so God has given all this fullness to us in Christ.
然后神把基督给了我们。
And so God has given Christ to us.
结果呢，神把这么大的丰盛给我们了。
And so if God has given such a great fullness,
我们这一点感觉都没有。
And we have no feeling.
一点印象都没有。
And we have no impression.
结果我们基督徒呢，一直过着还是一个贫穷软弱的生活。
And so we pass a very poor and weak Christian life.
我们晓得这不是神的心意。
This is not the will of God.
所以今天早晨呢，我们要从主的话语里面和弟兄姊妹有点交通。
And so, brothers and sisters, this morning I want to share with you something in God's Word.
我们怎么样能够进入这个丰富呢
？How can we enter in this fullness？
保罗是一个进入这个丰富的人。
Paul is one who has entered into the fullness of God.
他知道在基督里面那个是何等的丰富。
And he understands that within Christ there is such great fullness.
那么今天呢，每一个基督徒都应该进入这个丰富。
And so every Christian today ought to enter into that fullness.
我想特别啊，今天在座很多年轻弟兄姊妹啊。
I believe the brothers and sisters who are sitting here.
主让我们很年轻时候就信主啊。
And that God has led us to believe in Him when we are very young.
这是有主的美意的。
And this is God's good will.
主就是要让我们呢在地上呢的日子里面能多多的更多进入这个丰富。
That we can in our lives enter into more of His fullness.
所以今天早晨希望呢，那么你能够很清楚那个 如何进入这个丰富。
So today I want you to be more aware of how to enter into that fullness.
我们晓得，当你得救时，神把基督给了我们。
And so, when God has given Christ to us.
但在基督里呢，我们有三样重要的得着。
But yet in Christ, there are three things that are very important.
那个弟兄，把那个 PowerPoint 打出来一下，好不好？
And so the brother could show us the PowerPoint.
我给你很简单的一个图。
So we'll give you a very simple illustration.
这样的话，希望大家能够稍微的印象能够深刻一点。
And so that your impression could be deeper.
Okay. 我们基督徒啊，在基督里哈、啊、有三样重要的得着。
And so we have three things that we have obtained that are really important.
啊，那么你从基督里面第一个得着的是生命。
So in Christ, the first thing that you have obtained would be life.
啊，第二个得着的是圣灵。
The second is the Holy Spirit.
第三个得着的是圣经。
And then the third one is the Bible.
啊，这三样在基督里面所得着的，跟我们要进入基督的丰富啊，有非常密切的关系。
And so these three things and our entering into the fullness of Christ, there is a close relationship.
也许我们哈已经大概能够有一点点的这方面的知识。
And perhaps we have some of this knowledge already.
但是我常常感觉基督徒的这个知识常常都是片段的。
But I find that with us, we only see it in part.
今天呢，我要把这些放在一起来看。
But I want to put them all together so you can look at that.
那么我想我们稍微的解释一点啊，在基督里得到生命是什么意思。
And so I want to explain to you what it means that in Christ we've obtained life.
那我们刚才读到约翰一书第五章十二节说啊。
So when we read 1 John chapter 5 verse 12.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
He who has the son has the life.
所以你今天相信了耶稣基督，那么你就第一个得着生命，这个是我们大家都知道，对不对？
And so you understand that once you believe in Jesus, you've received the life.
但是请我们记得，这是件大事情。
And so we need to know that this is a great thing.
当你得着这个生命的时候，
that when you have received this life,
那么你就被称为是神的儿女啊。
Then you are called the children of God.
不仅称为神的儿女。
Not only are you called the children of God,
在这个生命的里面，
but in life,
你得着了基督所有一切的性情和所有的性格。
You have obtained all the nature and the character of Christ.
同时，我们晓得这个生命也是有复活大能的生命。
And we know that this life has a great resurrection power.
所以，一个基督徒一蒙恩得救之后，
so when a Christian has
在基督里，我们第一个重要的得着就得着这个生命。
In Christ, the first thing that's most important is we receive the life.
那么生命在我们的里面。
And so this life is within us.
弟兄姊妹是有感觉的。
So we need to have this feeling.
啊，生命在里面还有一个就是能够有享受。
And so this life within us has to have enjoyment.
啊，那么我要问青年的弟兄姊妹。
So I want to ask young brothers and sisters.
你蒙恩得救之后。
When you have been saved by grace.
你感觉这个生命在里面吗？
Do you know that there's this life within you?
啊，今天很多基督徒哈。做了很多年的基督徒，甚至没有这个生命的感觉。
So today, many people have been Christians for a long time, do not have this feeling.
有的人也不重视这个生命的感觉。
And some of them do not respect this.
啊，这是很可惜一件事情。
This is very sad.
你像我们一个人一样。
Think about us.
我们人是有生命的，对不对？
That we have life, right?
啊，所以我们对外在的很多事物，我们都有反应，都有感觉的。
So we have reaction responses to everything externally.
人称赞我们，我们就快乐。
So when people they praise us, we are happy.
人家骂我们，我们就会难过。
And when people criticize us,
因为你是一个活的人嘛。
Because you're a living person.
对不对？你有得着的时候，你就快乐。
And so when you receive,
你有失去的时候，你就觉得难过。
And when you have lost, you're unhappy.
因为这是一个生命。
Because this is a life.
同样的，属灵的生命在我们里面也是有感觉的。
The same thing, this holy life within us allows us to have this feeling.
啊，所以一个基督徒活在这个生命的里面，应该活得非常的有感觉才对。
And so every Christian, as they live, they should truly have these feelings.
这个好像是一个简单的道理。
This seems to be very simple teaching.
但是今天我看各处的神的儿女们，真正活在这个生命感觉的人好像不太多。
But yet there are many people who actually live and experience this life. There are not many of them.
所以我们要活在这个生命的感觉里面。
So we need to live in the feeling.
你才是一个活的基督徒呢。
Then you are a true living Christian.
哦，你这样说，我已经知道了，信耶稣得永生，我有了永生。一生在你的生活中一点都看不出来这个生命的感觉。
And so you cannot say that, oh, I believe in Jesus, and you cannot even see evidence of this life in you.
这个是不对的。
This is not right.
并且在基督徒的生活里面呢。
And especially in the life of
Christ. 你什么时候活在这个生命里面，你就有很大的一个享受。
That when you live in this life, you have this great enjoyment.
在你的生活中，你有这个享受吗？
That in your life, do you have this enjoyment?
我看我们基督徒啊，很多的时候来到主的跟前呢，我们还是有很多活动的时候，我们才觉得蛮快乐。
And so a lot of times when we come before the Lord, when we have a lot of activities, we're very happy.
我们不太能够在这个生命的里面感觉到有一种的享受和满足。
And we cannot experience through this feeling of this life in us, the enjoyment of it.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
This is so sad.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
你在基督里第一个重要的得着就是得着这个生命。
In Christ, the most important thing that you obtain is this life.
在这个生命的里面
And that within this life,
你可以活出基督的性情
that you can live out the character of Christ,
你可以活出基督的性格
and his nature,
你可以活出基督的能力
and his power.
这是主赐给生命的一个目的，对吧？
This is the purpose of God giving this life to us.
那么好，
so great.
我们记得在基督里第一个重要的得着生命。
So the important thing is the first thing that we receive from the Lord is the life.
那么第二个重要的得着
The second important thing that we obtain
就是得着圣灵
is that we have received the Holy Spirit.
今天神的灵弟兄姊妹们住在我们的里面
Today God's Spirit lives within us.
当然弟兄姊妹如果我们要去讲圣灵的工作这是一个大的题目
And so today as we talk about the work of the Holy Spirit it's a great topic.
那么圣灵在我们里面做什么呢
And so what does the Holy Spirit do inside of us?
他就是把主耶稣基督啊33年半在地上所做的一切完成的事啊弟兄姊妹，他要把他怎么样带到我们的里面
？He wants to bring all the work that Christ has accomplished in the three and a half years of his life and place it inside of us.
就是基督在地上啊，他怎样生活，怎样表现
？Christ, how he lived and how he manifested himself.
现在圣灵有一个。重要的一个任务就是把我们也带到这样的光景中
And so the Holy Spirit has such a great mission as to bring us into the same condition
所以他引导我们他教导我们他启示我们
So he leads us, he teaches us, he prompts us
所以圣经里面才教导我们说一个基督徒要学会顺服圣灵
And so in the Bible it tells us that a Christian ought to walk in the Spirit
要体贴圣灵
To understand Spirit
我想弟兄姊妹们我先把这些你素常比较熟悉的一些东西我给你复习一下
And so I want to review some of the things that you're familiar with already
这是很重要的一件事情
It's a really important matter
那么所以在基督里我们第二件所得着重要的就是圣灵在我们的里面
And so the second thing that's most important is the Holy Spirit
然后呢还有就是什么
And so what's the last
thing 第三样重要的得着
The third most important thing
就是我们手中的圣经
Is the Bible within our hand
我们晓得圣经就是神的话
We understand that the Bible is the word of God
这个圣经呢带我们呢能够认识基督
And so this Bible causes us to know Christ
让我们知道神在基督里到底赐给我们有多少的应许 和丰富
And so we understand all the promises and the fullness that is promised us through Christ
那么我们晓得这本书呢跟世界上的任何的书都不一样
And this book is unparalleled to other books.
这本书啊，唯独这本书是从神来的。
And so we know that this book comes from God.
所有地上的书都是人写的，对不对？
All the other books are written by men.
所以主说这神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because God's word is spirit and they are life.
这本圣经是为基督做见证的。
And so this word of God is the testimony of Christ.
所以我们读圣经的目的就是为了更多认识基督。
So the purpose we read God's word is that we can understand more of Christ.
更多知道在基督里面我们所得着的一些丰富。
And that we can understand more of this fullness that we have in Christ.
所以今天神把圣经放在我们手里。
And today when God has given this Bible into our hands.
弟兄姊妹们我们要很非常重视这本圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we must respect the word of God.
今天我们看见在各道各处神的儿女中间也出现一个很大的难处就很多神的儿女不读圣经。
And so we see that in many places, in many churches that people do not read God's word.
我们不晓得这本圣经呢是可以引我们进入基督的丰富的。
And so we need to understand that God's word leads us into the fullness of Christ.
好，现在弟兄姊妹，我们知道了，在基督里我们得着三个重要的东西
And so, brothers, we understand that we obtain three important things.
我们得着生命。
We obtain life.
我们得着圣灵。
We obtain the Holy Spirit.
我们得着圣经。
We obtain the Bible.
那我们要看这三件事情怎么样来运作。
And so we need to see how these three things work together.
如果我们懂得这里的这个原则的话呢,
so if we understand the principle located here,
弟兄姊妹,你就可以进入基督的丰富,
and brothers and sisters, you can enter into the fullness of Christ.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a really important matter.
所以这三件事情里面啊,
so these three things,
我们要重视这个生命,
we need to place emphasis on
我们学习顺从圣灵,
we need to obey the Holy Spirit,
我们需要好好地读圣经,
and we need to read the Bible.
尤其啊, 在这个读经这件事情上面, 这是我们一个很重要的一个责任。
Especially reading the Bible is a very important responsibility.
如果主的话, 越熟练的话呢,
the more you know the Word of God,
神在我们身上, 圣灵在我们里面就能更多地做工,
then God and the Holy Spirit can work even deeper into our lives.
好, 现在呢, 我把这个图呢, 做一个另外一个解释啊。
So right now I have another explanation.
那么, 我姑且说你已经很熟悉圣经,
and perhaps you're very familiar with the Bible.
主的话在那里面已经很丰富了,
and God's Word dwells in you richly.
那么圣灵呢, 就可以怎么样呢, 就解开圣经。
The Holy Spirit can explain the Bible to us. And when the Holy Spirit opens the Bible to us,
就流露出丰盛的生命,
and then we will show the fullness of this life.
你就可以享受在基督里面所有的丰富,
then you can enjoy all of the fullness in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要把基督的道理
Today we need to allow the word of God to dwell richly in our lives.
哥罗西书3章16节告诉我们,
First Corinthians,
哥罗西书,
Colossians,
3章16节,
chapter 3 verse 16,
那里讲说呢, 你要把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里,
that you need to allow God's word to dwell richly within us.
然后呢, 你就会得到各样不同的智慧,
then you can receive all different types of wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 当主的话在你里面丰富的时候,
and so when the word of Christ dwells in you richly, then you become a wise person.
所以这里呢, 对于神的话呢, 它有一个重要的提醒,
so here there is a very important reminder.
就是提醒我们要把主的话存在心里,
is to remind us to allow the word of God to dwell richly in us.
你看英文圣经的这个字,这个存这个字, 它是用一个dwell这个字啊, 住在里面。
And so in English is the word dwell, to live inside of you.
要让主的话住在你的里面。
To allow God, Christ's word to dwell richly in you.
这句话呢, 我想我们用简单的解释的话呢,
and so to simply explain this word,
就是对有些人来讲啊,
to some people,
主的话到我们心里面好像客人来visit一下就走了,
and so God's word seems to be like a visitor and then it leaves.
我们不能让主的话这么进来一下就走了,
we should not allow the word of God to just visit and then leave.
要叫他住在里面,
to allow it to dwell inside of us.
那就说呢, 跟你的生活跟你的行为整个要连在一起,
so in your life and in your deeds that this could be joined together.
那么这个话呢, 也可以翻作是 constantly abiding.
And so another way to translate this would be constantly abiding.
就是呢,
that means it is continuously living inside of
us. 那我们中文呢, 就把它翻成存了, 对吧?
And so in Chinese it is 存,
要存在心思里面,
and it is to always to dwell inside of us.
所以我常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲, 你看我们这个思想啊, 我们这个人思想啊, 好像一个大仓库啊。
And so our intellect is sort of like a big storehouse.
你们喜欢玩电脑你就知道这个电脑就是这个 input, 很多东西可以把它这个储存在里面, 对不对?
And when in computer you can put a lot of input inside.
其实电脑远赶不上人脑,
and so in fact the computer is not smart as
神造我们这个头脑就是为了储存神的话,
and so our brain is and mind is to hold the word of God.
那么你想想看, 在你的这个仓库里面到底有多少主的话呢?
And so in the storehouse, how much of God's word do you have?
所以今天早晨我要再鼓励青年弟兄姊妹, 你要好好地读圣经。
Today I encourage young people to really read the word of God.
在你这个年轻的时候啊, 你要多多地把这些记忆在里面。
So that when you are young, that you will memorize more of his word.
我可以提醒你们一下,
I want to remind you a little.
我现在呢, 已经开始老了。
So now I'm getting older.
所以我有时候有一个懊悔。
And so I have a regret.
就是我年轻的时候呢, 实在读主的话读得不够多。
That that when I was younger, I didn't read enough of God's word.
你知道这个人老的时候有个什么现象啊？
And so when you're getting older, do you know what happens?
就是过去的事情啊，比较容易记住。
Is that you remember the things of the past more easily.
现在的事啊，不容易记住。
The things of the present is harder to remember.
啊，你要知道啊，这是人呢、啊，这个人的这个一个神给我们看的一个生理上的一个现象啊。
And so you know that this is what happens in us.
所以这个年轻弟兄姊妹，你不要说现在我读也读不懂，不要紧，读的就记住了。
And so, brothers and sisters, it's okay if you don't understand the words, but as long as you read and remember it now.
到你年老的时候呢，你别的都忘记不要紧，主的话记住很多，那这个是福气。
So when you're older, whatever you forget, it's okay. But if you remember God's word, this is such a great blessing.
如果今天你在地上，你还年轻，那么你脑子里面记得都是那些 garbage， 那一大堆东西在里面，那个，将来你老了，你也没得什么享受。
And so when you're younger and all that you remember in your mind is just garbage, then when you're older, then you can't enjoy God's word.
所以呢，我现在可以这个对年轻人呢，这个稍微的劝告一点吧。
So here I just wanted to warn brothers and sisters.
所以希望你们呢，在年轻时候要把主的话丰丰富富存在心里。
And so you need to allow the word of God to dwell richly in you.
不仅丰丰富富存在心里。
And not just richly in your heart.
希伯来书第五章告诉我们了。
Hebrews chapter 5.
还有一个重要的点。
It tells us.
就是呢，我们要把主的话弄得非常的熟练。
That we need to know Christ's word so well.
今天我们有许多书的难处是我们读主的话但是不熟练。
And a lot of times we know God's word, but we don't meditate in it enough.
你要把它弄得非常的熟练。
You need to be very well versed with it.
我有的时候啊，很羡慕他们那个年轻人呢、啊，那个打电脑的。
And so I really admire those people who know lots about computers.
尤其是打字，根本都不要看。
Especially they don't even look at and they just type.
有时候啊，这个打字写出来的话比嘴巴讲的还快啊。
And sometimes when they type, it's faster than the words that come in their mouth.
那个叫做什么熟练，对不对啊
？It's because they're well versed with it.
哇，像我今天呢，就打个字，我还是一个指头这样的，一个一个的这么按。
Today I use one finger to type.
有的时候打一篇东西，打了个一两个钟头，这个满头大汗，一个。
And so my head is full of sweat when I just type for about 2 hours.
有时候我叫我儿子来帮忙，儿子。
And so when I get my son to come help me, it's just like
一分钟就打出来了。
He can finish it in a minute.
所以你看见他就会怎么样了？来运用这个工具，运用的这个很有用，对不对
？And so he's very well versed and can use this tool very well.
在神的话语上也是一样。
And so God's word is the same.
你看，有的人运用神的话，运用的非常的这个熟练。
That some people who use the word of God, they are very familiar with it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要把这个主的话运用的非常非常的这个他这个原文的意思啊，就是不熟练，他是 unskillful， 就是这个有技巧的。
And so that in the original language it is that you need to use the word of God in a skillful manner.
你不会用啊。
And you if you can't use it.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，大多数在属灵的生活上，我们的不丰盛，读经生活是一个很重要的关键。
And so today, brothers, the reason we don't have the fullness of Christ's life in us, it has a lot to do with reading the word of God.
因为你对主的话不熟练。
Because if you're unskillful in reading God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，你的生命要达到丰盛不容易。
So then it's very hard for you to reach fullness.
你要更多进入基督的丰富也不容易。
And to enter into Christ's fullness is not easy.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要把主的话丰丰富富地存在心里。
And so today, brothers and sisters, we need to allow the word of God to dwell richly in us.
然后呢，我们学习顺从圣灵的带领。
And then we are able to obey the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵呢，就在这个主的话语上面呢，涂上膏油。
And so the Holy Spirit he anoints us, he anoints the word.
这个一涂上膏油之后呢
？And so once he anoints the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，那个不仅有灵感，不仅有亮光。
Not only is there illumination, and now is there enlightenment.
它最后带出来的结果是什么？就是生命。
And so the final fruit of it is life.
这个从主的话的解开里面呢，流露出丰盛的生命。
And so through God's word, you see the fullness of life.
那么从这个丰盛的生命里面
，And so from this fullness of his life,
我们就得着了基督里面所有一切的丰盛。
Then we have received all the fullness in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个过程是非常重要的。
And brothers and sisters, this process is really important.
今天早晨呢，我希望你记住这个过程。
So I hope that you'll remember this process.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要的, 好好的来读主的话语。
And so we truly need to know God's word.
今天啊, 在这个世界中啊, 在基督教里面, 不是有人也读圣经很用功。
And so there are people in the church today who really spend a lot of time
in the word.
But we need to know that God's word is spirit and they are life.
大多数年轻弟兄姊妹人就把它当作书来读，所以用头脑研究，这个不行。
And so a lot of young people think that this is just like a book, so they use their mind to investigate the word.
弟兄姊妹，你读圣经，你为着要得着基督的。
And so when you read the word of God, you need to obtain Christ, to know Christ,
啊, 享受基督,
to enjoy Christ.
所以呢, 你必须要怎么样, 用你学习用心灵来读主的话。
And so you need to read God's word with your spirit.
所以最好的方法呢, 我常常有给一些提醒就说呢, 你最好早晨起来就先有一点点亲近主的时间。
And so I say to you that when you awake, that you would have some time spent with the Lord.
你好好的祷告一下。
That you would pray.
然后用你的心呢, 来读主的话。
And that you would use your heart to read God's word.
啊, 那么弟兄姊妹们, 你不要老是用头脑去分析。
And that you would not use your intellect to try to understand it.
啊, 今天呢, 我们晓得, 圣经一开始走到这个人的
And so when God's word goes towards man's intellect, then you'll go off on a crooked path. So this is a very important thing among God's people. So many people are highly educated.
好像他有很聪明的头脑,
as if they're very smart.
用神的头脑在这里解释主的话语,
and so they use their heads to explain the
结果呢,
word.
结果呢，给我们带来的一种知识上的满足,
and so it allows us to get this intellectual satisfaction.
这个灵里面的光景呢,
and so
不丰盛,
this spiritual life is not full.
所以难怪你会看见今天在 基督徒中的普遍的情形啊,
and so you see that this is very common among
the Christians. 到处都是婴孩,
there are many babes.
头脑的知识很多,
they have many, the much knowledge in their head. Yet there's little strength in their life.
也没有多少的享受,
and they do not have this.
我们的享受几乎都是在这个知识的范围里面,
and so they just enjoy Christ within their
intellect. 这个也是一个很大的一个偏差,
now this is a very great mistake.
啊, 我们晓得圣灵今天在我们的里面, 祂会在我们的悟性上做一个更新的工作。
And so we know that the Holy Spirit is doing a regenerating work in us.
啊, 是, 神, 圣灵把主的话解开了。
That when the Holy Spirit opens God's word to us.
啊, 然后呢, 透过我们的心思呢, 成为言语, 成为话语, 对吧?
And through us, it becomes a language and understanding.
啊, 是, 会通过我们的心思的。
Yes, of course, it goes through our mind.
但基本的点是需要圣灵的光照。
But the most important thing is the illumination of the Holy Spirit.
然后透过我们这个, 更新的悟性这样出来, 那个才是神的话,
and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, and this
那个才有灵,
is the word of God. There is then spirit and then there is life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们需要用我们的心灵来读主的话,
we need to use our spirit to understand.
我希望你年轻的时候你就能够在主面前有这个操练和学习。
I hope that you will have this practice in your young days.
我实在感谢主啊,
so we really thank God.
在我年轻的时候我也得到很多年长弟兄姊妹给我们很好的帮助。
And that when I was younger, that many older brothers and sisters gave me a lot of help.
啊，我们实在发现，有些弟兄姊妹们，他们真的是把主的话，那个像耶利米所讲一样，把它当作食物吃在肚子里的。And
so just like Jeremiah, many of these people it seems to have ate God's word.
今天，在主的教会里面，
today in the church of God,
好像这种光景逐渐消失。
It seems as if this condition is slowly disappearing.
所以我感谢主,
so we thank our Lord.
那个时候一些年长弟兄姊妹带领我们,
that at that time there were elderly brothers and sisters who brought me to read God's word.
让我们学习用心灵来读主的话,
and to practice using the spirit to read God's word.
啊, 我最近呢, 才读了一本书啊,
and so recently I've read a book.
那个书里面呢, 一个基督徒这样讲,
and there was a Christian who said,
他说有时候我们读圣经呢，好像读到醉了。他用这么一个字形容啊。
And so he says sometimes when I read God's word, it's as if I
好像喝酒喝醉了。
As if I'm drunk.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这样的经历吗？
Have we ever had such experience?
我年轻时候在主面前，有时候一个人，我喜欢找到一个地方，我就安安静静在那里读主的话。
So when I was a young person, I used to bring myself to a place and read God's word quietly. And especially when the Holy Spirit leads me into the word of God.
我还不能体会什么叫做罪。
And I did not understand what it means to be drunk.
但是我体会到那个里面的这个快乐。
But I understood this joy inside of me.
哇，有时候快乐起来了，这不知道怎么办才好，好像很想站起来喊大叫几声啊。
And sometimes I'm so joyful that I just want to stand up and just yell and scream.
所以有的时候坐在那读读读圣经，读到那个地方，哎呀，真是好啊！
And so sometimes when I read God's word, I go, wow, this is so great.
哇，我这个坐不住，我就在那个书房里面走来走去啊。
And so I can't even sit in my study, but I walk around.
弟兄姊妹，你表达不出你里面的这种快乐。
But sisters can't even demonstrate that joy inside of you.
这是因为什么？在你的心灵里面。 你碰到了主话语里面那个丰盛的生命。
Because as you read God's word, you've met the fullness of Christ.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a really important thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
我们需要一个爱对主的话语的爱慕。
We need to have a love for God's word.
你好好地读圣经。
When you read God's word,
你就给圣灵很多机会。
You allow the Holy Spirit to have many opportunities.
因为圣经中所有的这一切, 主耶稣都把它完成了。
Because everything has been finished by Christ Jesus.
所以圣灵可以把主所完成的这一切, 借着主的话, 再重新带到我们的生命里面。
And so that all that Christ has accomplished, the Holy Spirit can bring this within us.
所以当圣灵把主的话一解开,
And so when the Holy Spirit reveals the word of God to us,
弟兄姊妹们，生命就开始涌流。
Then our lives start to overflow.
你里面就开始 有享受,
And then within you there is enjoyment.
你就会觉得有力量。
Then you will have this strength.
这是神的心意,
this is the heart of God.
所以保罗说你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
So Paul says that you are complete in him.
我们希望今天弟兄姊妹们能够重视这个。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that you will respect
这是神给我们极大的一个恩典。
And that this is a great grace which the Lord has given us.
我或者举一个实际的例子说明一下。
So I will raise an example.
我认识知道一个年轻的弟兄。
I know this young brother.
他身上有个很大的软弱。
He had a great infirmity.
就是我们现在晓得你这个上网啊。
So that he would a weakness where he would go onto the web.
上网里面有很多坏东西。
And there are many bad things on the internet.
特别有很多色情的东西在里面。
A lot of sensual things.
那么这个年轻人呢，打开电脑，
So this young brother turns on the computer，
就碰到这些东西，
And he would see these things，
他里面有很大的好奇心，
And he had a great curiosity，
所以他就打开来看，
So he would look at it，
那么越看呢，哇，越不能自拔，
And then the more he looked at it， the more he couldn't stop himself，
哎呀，每次电脑打开来，他就经不起这个引诱，就要看这些东西。
And so every time he turns on the computer， he couldn't resist and would continue to do these things。
但是看了这些东西之后呢，
But after he did this，
心里面有很懊恼。
Inside he had this regret。
在主面前呢，也感觉很痛苦。
And he felt such sorrow before the Lord。
所以他就很挣扎。
So he had this struggle。
但是呢，胜不过这个试探和引诱。
But he could not overcome this temptation。
有一次一碰到电脑，
Especially when he turns on the computer。
一打开电脑，
Every time he turns the computer，
就经不起这个试探引诱，就开了。
And he cannot resist this temptation， So he looks at it。
那么看完之后呢，就懊恼。
And after he looks at it, he
regrets.
And then he regrets.
哎呀，一直觉得自己很软弱，
And he feels very weak, and he cannot get out of this.
我们晓得这是这个时代的一个可怕的东西。
And so this is a very fearful thing in our society.
我最近读一本书啊，叫做影响这个人类历史的一些东西。
And so recently I've been reading a book that has to do with events that affected the history of mankind.
它那个标题很好玩。
And so the title is really good.
它是这个电视。
It says that the TV.
这是人自己发明的魔鬼。
It is a man-made devil.
那么我看了，这个不仅是电视是个魔鬼，那个电脑更厉害，对不对？
And I think not only is the TV a devil, but then the computer is even more so.
哇，这个邪恶的势力啊，就透过这些东西啊，就进到我们生活里面来了。
And so a lot of these things enter into our lives through the media.
所以在今天这个时代中做基督徒啊，好像比以往要更艰难。
And so it seems as if our trials are much more difficult today.
尤其对年轻的弟兄姊妹来讲,
especially for young brothers
and sisters. 这个试探引诱可是大得不得了。
Temptations are so great.
啊，有的时候牵动着你没有办法，你非做不可，好像变成这样。
And so it seems as if you cannot help but do these things.
所以这个年轻的人很痛苦。
And so it's very difficult for a young person today.
他不知道怎么样能够胜过这个。
And so that person had a difficult time overcoming this.
哎，感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
有一天他读圣经。
One day he's reading God's word.
那读到以赛亚书里面有一句话。
And he read in the book of Isaiah.
那说什么呢？
And what does it say?
他说你要闭眼不看邪恶。
Yet it says to close your eyes and you will not look at evil.
你要闭眼不看邪恶。
Close your eyes from evil.
这个呢，我想弟兄姊妹，我们通常读圣经书都。是很平常，对吧？
So this is something that we know is common in the Bible.
哎，当他那天在读的时候啊，
So that day when he was reading that,
他得着圣灵在里面的一个膏油的涂抹。
He received the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
主就涂抹在这句话上面。
And so that the Lord anointed this word.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见啊？
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
这个圣经的外面看起来是字面、字句和道理的。
And so when you look at the Bible on the outside, it just looks like words and teachings.
但是一经这个圣灵的这个涂抹啊。
But through the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
它就变成灵，变成生命。
It becomes spirit and they become life.
哦，所以那天啊，这句话一下进到里面。
And so that entered into his heart.
弟兄姊妹，很奇妙。
So amazingly,
就这么一句话,
just this one sentence,
他多日以来的这个困扰和这个全部一下子过去了。
All that has bound him disappeared.
从那天开始起, 再也不看。
And from that day on, he did not look at those things anymore.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这就是什么? 神的灵在主的话语上面做了一个开启的工作。
And so this is to say that the Lord's the Holy Spirit does his beginning work through God's word.
这句话一出来的时候呢，他就带着什么丰盛的生命进来了。
And so when this word comes out, there's such great fullness in it.
这个生命是有能力的。
And this life has strength.
一句话。
Just one sentence.
就把我们从在许多的软弱中带出来。
It can deliver us from many weaknesses.
所以保罗对提摩太说。
So Paul says to Timothy.
他说你是从小明白圣经的。
He says you have known the word of God since you
were young. 他说这圣经使你有得救的智慧。
And so this Bible has allowed you to have the saving knowledge.
我们活在这个地上啊，弟兄姊妹，我们的生命中、生活中充满了各式各样的难处。
And so, brothers and sisters, as we live in this life, we have so many trials and difficulties.
你要知道，所有的解答都在主的话语里面。
You need to know that all the answers are in the Word of God.
所以你如果熟悉圣经，
so if you're not familiar and
圣灵在你里面就能够照着主的话引导你。
So the Holy Spirit can illuminate God's word and lead you.
那么这个话一进来的时候，你就得到力量。
And so that once this word enters, then you receive the strength.
所以实在讲，
so to truly say,
我们基督徒有很多的难处，你不需要在外面去找答案。
A lot of us, if we have difficulties, we don't need to go outside
to
get answers. Simply put,
你记住这个图。
If you look at this diagram,
你好好读主的话。
And if you read God's word,
你让顺服圣灵的带领。
And if you obey the Holy Spirit,
圣灵把话主的话解开，
and when the Holy Spirit opens,
然后你就得着生命，
then you receive life,
你就得着能力，
and you receive power,
你就得着改变，
and you receive change,
你就得着了神在基督里所给你的这些丰盛。
You receive all the fullness which is in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，你生活中所有的难处都可以带过去。
Brothers and sisters, all the difficulties you have, you will overcome.
哎呀，今天我们看见在神的百姓中，许许多多的难处。
So among God's people, there's so many trials and difficulties.
结果呢，就有很多人去研究这个，研究那个，成了很多的专家。
And so people will investigate this, and there's specialists in that.
我们去找这些专家。
And so we look to specialists.
弟兄姊妹，远赶不上你自己读主的话语。
But this cannot compare to you and God's word.
顺服圣灵的带领。
And to obey the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这实在是主给我们的一个福气。
This is truly a blessing from our God.
所以保罗说，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
So Paul says, in him you receive the fullness of Christ.
愿这句话，
May these words,
在我们每个弟兄姊妹的生活里面都成为一个实际。
Be a reality in every brother and sister's life.
你不要光记着一个道理。
You do not need to just remember just the teaching.
主回来的日子很近。
The Lord's coming is very soon.
我们希望在主回来的日子之前。
We hope that before the coming of the Lord,
每个基督徒都能够过着丰丰富富的属灵生活。
That every Christian will pass a full life.
我不晓得今天早晨我这样交通。
I do not know as I am sharing this with you this morning.
你能接受吗？
Are you able to receive this?
你愿意接受吗?
Are you willing to receive this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
还是我们, 还是要糊里糊涂地过日子呢?
Or are you just going to pass your life in a puzzled and wishy-washy manner?
我们还是过着这个软弱的, 这个生活呢?
And we just live this weak life?
像我们中国人有一句话讲的,
and in Chinese we have a verse.
这个叫什么? 王小二过年, 年年难过年年过。
What he says?
那么用英文的讲，就像一个人呢，过年每年都很难过，但是他没办法，就这样过。
Okay, so it's very difficult to pass each year, but you live each year.
我们不需要过这样的生活。
We don't need to live this life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们是已经在基督里得着丰盛的人。
And so you receive fullness in Christ.
基督徒应该过着一个丰富的生活。
And so Christians should have this full life.
不要光是追求那外面物质的丰盛生活。
And so you should not be pursuing a full life outside of Christ.
你要在灵里面过着丰盛的生活。
That you need to have this full life in the Spirit.
所以今天早晨我把最简单的道理告诉你们。
So this morning, brothers, I tell you the most simple truths.
我觉得这个对于我来讲是可以实行的。
And so I believe that this can be real in our lives.
希望对你也是可以实行的。
Hopefully this can be also real in your life.
我感谢主,
we thank the Lord that all these years have passed.
虽然我到今天我生命还不是那么的丰盛,
and so even though it's not so abundant,
但是为了过去这些年日, 主在他的话语里面, 给我的这个供应, 在生命中给我的享受, 我实在感激不尽。
But I'm so grateful for the strength and the illumination of God's word in my life.
所以今天早晨呢, 我特别对着青年的弟兄姊妹,
so this morning, especially to the young people,
我希望这些交通能对你有帮助。
I hope that the sharing has helped you.
愿主祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主, 我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we are full of thanks towards you.
在你自己的救恩里面, 你把你自己给了我们。
That in your salvation, you have given yourself to us.
你就把父, 所以一切的丰盛都带到我们的里面。
That you have brought the Father and all fullness into us.
你 愿意我们在地上能够过着一个丰盛的生活。
You want us to live an abundant life on this earth.
主啊, 今天早晨, 我们求你借着你的灵运行在我们中间。
So Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will work in us.
真是激起我们里面的爱慕。
To increase our love.
让我们真是重视你的话语。
That we may be reverent towards your word.
好叫圣灵能有机会借着你的话在我们里面光照我们。
The Holy Spirit can have opportunity to illuminate your word in us.
在我们里面供应我们,
to encourage us.
让你的生命洋溢在我们整个的生活当中,
to allow your life to be in our entire lives.
用我们在地上的日子,
that our days on this earth,
我们就在你里面得着丰盛,
that we may receive this abundance in you.
是实实际际地过一个丰盛的生活,
in a real and practical way that we live an abundant life.
主啊，叫我们不是依靠光是靠着外面的活动,
and Lord, may we not just be relying on outward activity.
我们晓得没有人的供应能够超过
Because no one else's help can be as great as the Holy Spirit's help.
May
you lead us to walk upon your path.
We
thank you for your presence this
morning.
And so in our hearts we give you our worship. May you hear our prayer. In Jesus Christ's most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.